You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was delivered by Dr. Dale A. Meyer. We hope you enjoy his message titled, Seeing is Believing. Now, here's Dr. Meyer.
In John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and still have believed." I've been eager for today to come. I want to speak about this verse. So many people today are skeptics. So many don't know the meaning of it all. So many have no peace in their personal and family lives. With those being the depressing facts of modern life for so many people, I'm eager to talk about this verse. This verse almost jumps off its page in the Bible and offers confidence and peace for your life. Let's review the story that leads up to Jesus' words. On Good Friday, Jesus was executed. He was put to death on a cross. When evening came, his followers took his body down and put it in a tomb. "Jesus is dead and gone," they thought. "He had said many wonderful things. He had aroused hope. He had given our lives direction and purpose. Ah, but now he's dead and he's gone." The next day, Saturday, came and went. Jesus still dead and gone in the minds of his followers. But Sunday turned out to be quite a day. A few of Jesus' followers went to the tomb, but they couldn't find his body. They found their friends and reported that they had seen an angel who said Jesus was alive. Even more amazing, some of Jesus' followers were telling their friends that they had actually seen Jesus alive. By Sunday night, many of them didn't know what to believe. The news reports were conflicting. Life wasn't making sense. Their lives had no peace, no purpose. One of Jesus' followers was named John. He wrote down for us what happened that Sunday night. That Sunday evening, the doors were locked where the disciples were because they were afraid of the Jews. Then Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. So the disciples were delighted to see the Lord. They saw and believed. The pieces of the puzzle were all suddenly fitting together, with one exception. A man named Thomas wasn't there that night. He didn't see, so he refused to believe. John also wrote about Thomas's experience. But Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We saw the Lord." Thomas told them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and put my hand in his side, I will never believe." Now I tell you, there's a real skeptic. He didn't claim to know everything, but he knew what he had seen, or hadn't seen, and that was the basis for his opinion. A week later, Jesus' disciples were again in the house, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he told Thomas, "Put your finger here, and look at my hands. And take your hand and put it in my side, and do not go on doubting, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said the words that are so important for you. These are the words that leap off the page and come straight through the centuries to you right now. "Do you believe because you have seen me?" he asked Thomas. Blessed are those who have not seen and still have believed. That's today's verse. All the Bible is precious. The entire book was written to help you in your life. However, there are some Bible passages that are especially important. This is one of them. It seems to leap right off the page and grab your attention. You, Jesus says.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Jesus says. I'm talking to you. Thomas believed in me because he saw me. He saw my body. He saw the wounds from the cross. But you haven't seen me in that way. Although you haven't seen me with your eyes, how blessed are you if you believe in me. There's more to seeing than just seeing. I once taught a student who was blind. He's a very intelligent person. He once asked me a question about the topic of that day, whatever it was. I gave an answer, and then he said, "I see." True seeing is more than the physical eyes pick up. To truly see is to understand. That's a simple fact, but Thomas forgot it. And that's why Thomas went wrong. Thomas tried to find meaning only from what he had seen. During that first week, the week when the reports of the resurrection were flying, but Thomas had not seen Jesus, Thomas relied totally and wrongly only on what he had seen. If I see it, it must be true, he reasoned. If I don't see it, then it just can't be. When that week was over, Jesus appeared to Thomas and revealed something Thomas had never seen before. A dead man who is alive and who brings peace and certainty to people. Jesus didn't put Thomas down because Thomas had relied upon his sight. What Jesus did was reveal to Thomas that the meaning of life is more than just one person's opinion about what he or she has seen. The meaning of life is the man who said he is the eternal God and who died on the cross so that God and humanity might be reconciled. That God-man who died is now alive. And this God-man, Jesus Christ, shows himself alive to Thomas and he says, "Peace be unto you. Do not go on doubting, but believe." Thomas saw that. And his eyes were opened. He truly saw. He did believe. Peace be unto you. Do not go on doubting, but believe. The God-man Jesus Christ, who was executed for sinners, is still alive now. And right now he says the same thing to you.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Peace to you from Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and rose again. Don't go on doubting, but believe. In Jesus Christ, your life has meaning. A meaning that can satisfy you, and a meaning that is true and valid before God. Believing in Jesus Christ, you truly see things the way they are. God created us as people who rely upon our physical senses. He knows also that you are a person who needs purpose and peace in your life and that you rely on your senses to help find that meaning. So, look what God has done. He showed himself to Thomas, and that seeing resulted in believing. Jesus also showed himself to many other people during the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. God moved some of these eyewitnesses to write down what they saw. They wrote their eyewitness accounts down so that people like you and I can see and understand those ancient events through their words. What John and other eyewitnesses wrote, we now call the books of the Bible. These are not simply memoirs about God's work in Jesus. These eyewitness accounts were written so that God can show you, through the words of the Bible, that His Son is alive and brings you peace. If the books of the Bible were intended simply to be histories, they would fail. They don't tell what Jesus looked like. They don't probe his psychological makeup. They don't tell about his formative years. These eyewitness accounts of Jesus are not merely histories. What they are words by which God's Spirit strives to reveal to you the meaning of your life. The words say that the purpose and peace of your life is Jesus Christ. John says it this way near the end of one of his books, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So, true seeing is believing in the words of Jesus Christ. Paul says, "Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message comes through the word of Christ." None of this is irrelevant Bible history. I can think of few Bible stories that are more relevant today. Thomas had formed his opinions on the basis of what he had seen or not seen. The result was that for 1 week he had it wrong. You and I are living in a culture that puts emphasis upon sight, not upon faith. If I don't see it on TV, it mustn't be. Or if I don't see it on TV, it mustn't be important. TV's a wonderful invention. I'm not going to bash it. But TV does have some serious limitations, and one limitation is this: it does not give meaning. TV does provide information. It does a fantastic job of that. Facts and events can be broadcast almost instantly into every home. But what does all the information mean? Does it mean what the commentator says it does? Does it mean what the guests on the talk show say it means? Does it mean anything at all? Giving peace and purpose to your life is something that TV doesn't do. To truly see your life in a good, positive, purposeful way is something that God reveals. So many people are living meaningless lives. So many people have no purpose, no peace, because the facts make no satisfying sense. You won't understand life simply from the sights of TV. That comes alone from seeing Jesus with the eyes of faith. You're going to have a bad week if you try to understand your life in any other way. Try to live your life this week simply on the basis of how you interpret what you see on TV, and you'll go wrong, just as Thomas went wrong that week when he formed his judgments on the basis of what he saw. Just as Jesus didn't humiliate Thomas because Thomas used his sight, Jesus doesn't put down the fact that you do get information from TV. But Jesus does say this: "Blessed are those who have not seen and still have believed." Blessed are you, whose physical senses are not your final source of truth. Blessed are you, who form your opinions on the basis of something more than you see on TV. Blessed are you who watch TV and life through the eyes of faith. Blessed are you who are glued to the Bible more than to the tube. Blessed are you who find meaning and peace in the words of the God-man who died for your sins, and who now lives and says, "Peace be unto you." Not all people are so blessed. But if you interpret your life on the basis of the word of Jesus Christ, you are blessed. Jesus once contrasted the people of faith to people who have the wrong faith. He said in Matthew chapter 13, "They see and yet do not see, hear and yet do not hear or understand. In them Isaiah's prophecy is being fulfilled. You will hear clearly, but never understand. You will see clearly, but never comprehend. because these people have become dull at heart and hard of hearing and have shut their eyes so that their eyes never see, their ears never hear, their hearts never understand, and they never turn to me for healing. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.